on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
It is Thursday, meaning it is the time of the week where we get to be a little bit mean to our days.
Heart beating faster, palms getting sweaty, and breath getting shorter. This must mean it's the girly quiz.
This is where Emma and I quiz Dave on all things girly. Every aspect of being a girl is covered here, and Dave has to get all three questions right in order to win the week. Two lifelines, though, so it's pretty easy, right?
He has.
I'm not going to look at her for the entire girly quiz. And as far as I'm concerned, it's Emma and Dave today.
And I don't know what's going on in Aisling's personal life recently, but she's getting more angry and angry throughout the girly quiz over the last number of months.
I'm red today, like the devil that I am.
Yeah, two lifelines to help Dave out this week. As always, one is to simplify, and one is his phone a female. It's Holly standing by for you this morning.
Oh, nice one, Holly. Thank you.
Just to say, we cover, as Aisling said, all aspects of being a female on the girly quiz. So if there is little ears in the car and Dave goes rogue, you've been warned. Keep your hand on the dial.
Yes, and the girly quiz is with Sculpted by Amy. You can meet with the Sculpted by Amy expert makeup artists and find your perfect shade in their flagship store on Grafton Street. And Holly wins herself a Sculpted by Amy product bundle to let that summer of good skin begin.
I can't believe you have sponsored my anxiety. It's ridiculous.
That's actually
no, because we have a sponsor. That means it's never going away.
Dave, question one on the girly quiz this week. Come on now, come on. Bit of confidence, bring it back.
Yeah. Bit of cop.
Oh, I'm gonna go mad.
She's at it already. Question one. Tapes, bonds and sew-ins are all types of what?
Tapes, bonds and sew-ins. Tapes, I'd imagine. Like, you'd use tape for your boobs. To, like...
Tit tape.
Yeah, tit tape. You know why, though. Bonds. Maybe that's like a... Like, to bond something together. That's like, you know, putting them together. And what was the other one?
Sew-ins.
Sew-ins.
Sew-ins. Right. So, they might be types... And what's the question?
It's tapes, bonds, and sew-ins are all types of what?
I want to say... Bras.
Okay.
Tapes. Yeah, I'd say the things that go in your bra. But I'm not entirely sure.
Are you confident enough to go for it?
No, I'm not, because I feel like I would have heard about, like, oh, what kind of bra are you getting? Oh, I'm getting a tape bra, or I'm getting a bond bra, or I'm getting...
And a sew-in just sounds a bit sore, doesn't it?
A sew-in bra.
Maybe it's to make them look bigger. That's another option. But what would that be a type of? It would be a type of... Maybe a booster of some sort. Sorry, the whole girly quiz, if you're new to it, is just me thinking out loud for 9 minutes.
That's okay, it's lovely amazing to see the process evolve. Are you going to do a simplify or a phone a female, perhaps?
I think I'm going to simplify this one.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you want to go straight in for simplify?
I'm going to simplify this one.
Aisling, simplify mode, please.
Entering simplify mode. Dave, question one. Tapes, bonds and sew-ins are all types of what? A, hair extensions, or B, crochet styles?
Okay, well, it's definitely not crochet styles. It has to be hair extensions.
Why not crochet styles?
Because crocheting is not just for women.
What a modern man.
And I've always said that.
Get that on a t-shirt.
On a crochet t-shirt.
And I've always said that.
I've always believed in that as a boy. Crochet is for all. Are you locking it in?
Yeah, locking it in. You're hair saying? Extensions.
Well done.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Fair play. Okay. We rock into
look, I'm a feminist,
two.
Guys, okay?
Yeah. Oh, what can I say? All right, okay. Question two, Dave. What is a cohort?
A cohort.
Yeah, what's a cohort, Dave?
A cohort. Oh. A cohort is, I want to say... Right, well, look, first of all, Holly, get ready because I'm coming to you. However, I will say that what I think it is when someone wears... like when a girl wears pants, but they have the string, you know, like to like tighten. I think that's the cohort.
The cord.
So I'm wearing my Adidas trousers today.
Do you have cord? That's a cord. I don't know. I think they're just string in the pants. Do you know what I mean?
So
I think,
what would you say the cord is then?
I think that's the cord, but I think the pants are the cords.
Because they have a string.
Because they have a cord.
Do you want me to spell cord for you? Just so you have it.
Yeah.
C O dash C-O-O-R-D.
Yeah, co-ord. Cool. That's what I would imagine it is. I think it's pants with the tightening.
Mm.
Feature.
Perhaps Holly might be of help here.
Yeah. So, I'm not too sure. So I'm going to have to call in.
Welcome, Holly.
Holly, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Holly, I've got 30 seconds on the clock. Will you tell me what a cohort is, please?
So it's not a cord. It's like a matching set. So it can be like matching skirt and top, or like a matching gym set.
Coordinating.
Yeah, coordinating.
Feck
it's just simple English, what?
Coordinating. So it's like a matching skirt and a matching top, like.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Thank you, Holly.
Or shorts,
yeah.
Love a little co-ord, have to say.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about them.
I'm wearing a co-ord right now.
Oh, yeah.
What's it like?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Can't go wrong with co-ords.
What colour is your co-ord today?
It's just a green penny set.
Oh, easy.
Nice.
I love that because you never have to think about matching it up. It just works.
A co-ord on a Thursday.
Never.
Yeah,
we've really got our stuff together.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with it's a matching outfit.
And you'd be absolutely correct. Well done to Dave and well done to Holly.
Right, so...
Thank you.
Holly, you're going home with that Sculpted by Amy product bundle. Well done, gal. Have a great day in your co-ord.
Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, good, Holly.
Appreciate you. Have a great day.
Bye. Okay, one more to take the win, Dave, and this one you're completely on your own.
Where was I going with the pants tightening?
I don't know.
You were just thinking of a cord.
You think he got cord too embedded in the head.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's
but you
annoying.
Did... You have heard of a co-ord, I'd
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I have.
A co-ord set.
I never would have got that right, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to like this last question.
Oh, no. And I've used both.
Dave.
Oh, imagine I smashed it.
Women have to maintain a certain pH balance in their vagina for it to remain healthy. Please name one thing that can throw off the pH balance.
See, we're being nice to you with just the one thing. So there's a list.
Yeah, you could name up to like 20 things.
We have a lot going on, haven't we?
Yeah.
Maintaining our pH balance all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What in God's name does that mean?
I knew you'd love that one.
Did you ever do pH scale in school?
I used to do work experience in a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah.
We had to take the pH balance of the pool.
And what did that mean when you took the pH balance of the pool?
Just to make sure it's like healthy, I'm pretty sure. Like, or if it's like has the right amount of chemicals in it.
Interesting.
How you do that for a woman, though, I've no idea.
Again, if you want to maintain your certain pH balance, but what can affect
that? What knocks
it
off?
Yeah, exactly. What's bad for that?
Maybe it's swimming, like in a pool with chlorine, because like it would be a different pH level to...
It's logical.
Your vagina. Sentences I never thought I'd say on radio.
Maybe the chlorine isn't the same as in...
But you know what affects everything that I'm going to say? And I really, really want to get this right.
Come on, you can do it.
I think, logically, the one thing that would affect the pH level of a vagina is... pregnancy. Or period.
Well, they're two period different things.
Period would make more sense. No, okay, yeah, I've decided. Final answer. Period.
Final answer, period.
Final answer, period.
Well, according to Healthline, you are absolutely correct!
Come on! Was pregnancy right?
Do you know what? On my long list of things that could affect the pH balance there would be using scented products and deodorants around that area.
Okay.
Wearing too tight, non-breathable clothing.
Or swimming one.
You know, the way sometimes... I haven't seen swimming in my official
list. I haven't seen swimming in our
But I can't argue with that, because imagine sometimes if it did affect possibly irritating products. They always advise you not to like use standard gels or whatever when you're washing. Antibiotics, periods on there as well. See, absolutely smashed.
Look at
well
that.
Done.
What a great day to be David Hammond.
Honestly, I think with the girly quiz, just say period and it's probably the answer to most biological questions.
It's the girly quiz with Sculpted by Amy. Let the summer of good skin begin. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.